Joining us is the mayor of the city of Sunland Park, Javier Perea. Thank you so much for joining us. I'd like to start off with the question of why you are seeking re-election.
Why am I seeking re-election? The answer is very simple. We have started work 7 years ago, and that was by transforming the city from bad publicity, low employee morale, corruption in the organization, to fixing the finances, laying the groundwork for investment in infrastructure. And now we're at a point where I want to finish projects that we have started over the last 7 years and continue with that culture change within our community. And I think it's important to have leadership, a stable leadership across all these years to make sure that change really becomes grounded for the future.
So what do you see as the biggest challenges facing your city?
The biggest challenges facing the city is infrastructure. The older parts of town have infrastructure that's 30 years or even more old. And being able to bring those things up to today's standards and also being able to cater to the growth in the northern part of the city, I think creates a difficulty and a balance that we have to work together. But we've already started work with the development of a metropolitan redevelopment district that we got implemented. And now we're going to be looking at different financing mechanisms to both bring in money for infrastructure, but also to spur economic development.
All right, you mentioned some things there, but I want to ask you, if reelected, how do you plan on putting forward these initiatives and addressing these challenges?
Well, putting forward, in order for us to bring in infrastructure monies, we have to be creative. Just coming to the state every single year asking for money is not a solution that's going to bring us the change that we want to see in our community. So that's why we're looking at implementing a TID or TIF within, the entertainment corridor that we want to develop, and also work in conjunction with the port of entry that we want to develop. We're actually, we're looking to have a presidential permit application ready for submission by next winter. Tying that together with the development of a downtown corridor and entertainment district with the city of Sunland Park, I think is a synergistic effort that we have to look at and not just piecemeal. So we've laid the groundwork for the Metropolitan Redevelopment District. Now it's a matter of putting the funding mechanisms to capture revenues and being able to invest those.
Could you share with us why you feel you are the best candidate for mayor of the city of Sunland Park?
I'm the best candidate for the mayor of City of Sunland Park because I am a member of this community. I have been here from the very beginning. I was born and raised in my community. I went through the entire school system there. I came here to New Mexico State University, and I went back home. I wanted to give back. My family is going to be there for the rest of their lives, and I want to be able to help them have a better quality of life in that community. I also come with a lot of experience. Now, I've been in this position for slightly more than 7 years now, and I went through some very difficult times with the city, and I have been able to learn how to implement change within this organization. You can see by the transformation in our finances, we were recently recognized in 2017 for our financial turnaround at the New Mexico Infrastructure Finance Conference. And our audits in 2016 was the first time the city received zero findings in their audits in the past 20 years that I could track. So you have someone here that's already in the position that can execute, that can bring change into the community, and that can carry this forward into their next stage.
Mayor Perea, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the invitation.